Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. Today we are going to cover Chapter 7, which touches upon technology and innovation in rural supply chains. So the learning objective for this chapter is understand the role of technology in rural supply chains, learn about digital tools and platforms for supply chain management, understand the role of e-commerce in the growth of rural business, understand current trends and development in supply chain management for rural business, and understand some examples provided as case studies of successful technology adaptation. So the role of technology in rural supply chains. Technology plays a pivotal role in transforming and enhancing the rural supply chain by introducing more efficient systems, reducing cost, and improving access to information. Technology bridges the gap that have traditionally hindered rural supply chains. So in this context, let us look at the following: how the technology factor is impacting the rural supply chains, what are the benefits and challenges of technology in rural supply chains, and what are the key technologies used in the rural supply chain. So the impact of using technology. The following are some of the key ways technology is impacting the rural supply chains. One, improved communication and information access. So the reach of internet has improved on these areas, which is communication and information access. Second is the e-commerce and digital marketplace. So bringing access of e-commerce to the rural areas, both in terms of marketing of the products from the rural areas as well as for logistics and for market access of the rural areas. The third is logistics and transportation innovations, supply chain management software, and financial technologies or the fintech technologies. Agricultural technology or agrotech as we call it, data analytics and forecasting, sustainability and traceability, training and skill development, and smart infrastructure. So these are the various benefits or technologies, you know, which have been successfully deployed in the rural marketing. So impact of using technology. In summary, technology serves as a powerful tool in modernizing rural supply chains, making them more efficient, resilient, and sustainable. It improves the access to the market, optimizes logistics, and provides better financial tools, ultimately benefiting rural communities and the broader economy. However, its impact is maximized when paired with supportive policies and infrastructure development. So, the following are some of the benefits of using technology in rural supply chain. Increased efficiency. So we have optimized logistics, automation, and artificial intelligence. We already saw how the logistics can be optimized through the route optimization, reducing the logistics cost, etc. Market access. So e-commerce platforms, you know, offer access, you know, to the rural markets. At the same time, the rural products also find a larger market in the urban areas through the e-commerce platforms. Cost reduction, lower operational cost, and reduced waste. Self-explanatory. Improved decision making, real-time data, and predictive analytics. So technology certainly gives you this better visibility, giving you real-time information, and predictive analytics with mainly use of artificial intelligence or machine learning, which greatly helps in demand forecasting, etc. Financial inclusion, access to credit and insurance, mobile payments mainly in the form of UPI, etc. So it is also giving credit to small farmers and small businesses in the rural area. Sustainability, environmentally friendly practices, and traceability. So we saw traceability in the context of in the previous chapter, as far as the organic farming is concerned, especially in the case of organic cotton, etc., where traceability can be established with the use of technologies like blockchain. Skill development, it's possible to have online training. There's a lot of content available on the net for various kind of skills. And also, there are various edutech platforms which offer free services and which can be accessed by the rural population. Enhanced supply chain transparency with the use of blockchain and IoT. So we have already seen how the GPS, the IoT can be used to track either vehicles or consignments, etc. Blockchain, we have already talked about. So what are some of the challenges of using technology? So following are the challenges: limited infrastructure, connectivity issues, lack of power. So even when you look at the mobile connectivity, not many areas have got quality connectivity. There may be areas where the connectivity is very poor or very, very slow. Technology has not really caught on there. Lack of power supply. So there are many areas where they don't have power most of the time, and only few hours the power is available in certain parts of rural India. Digital literacy and skill gap. So even the digital literacy is lacking because many of the people in the rural areas are still not able to use technology which is easily available on the mobile phones, etc. Although people may have smartphones, not many people are able to fully exploit the capability of the digital power which is available. The second part is the skill gap also, and this can be bridged, mainly through the training, online training, etc. Illiteracy is another issue because maybe some of the people are, only well-versed in the vernacular languages, in the local languages. So this at times can become a hurdle or can hamper the training needs or the education, which means that more training material needs to be made available in the local languages. High initial cost, upfront investment, and maintenance cost. So, for any infrastructure, etc., which needs to be set up in the rural area, partly because of the very vast area which is covered by the rural population or rural areas in India, it's a very high cost of establishing the infrastructure in all these areas. A simple thing, if you look at the mobile connectivity, etc., it's easier and much cheaper to establish the infrastructure in the cities where there is a very high dense population. But in rural areas, the payback can be much lower or very little, not offering incentive to the mobile companies to set up towers in many of the areas. The other issue is data privacy and security, because there are data protection issues and lack of regulations, also lack of education in the rural areas, market dependence on technology, vulnerability to system failures, and the digital divide. So these are some of the challenges. Further, cultural and social barriers, resistance to change, generational divide. So in the rural areas, still people prefer to, stick to the traditional methods, and there is a general resistance to change. So this is another barrier to, change or implementation for using technology. Regulatory and policy challenges, inadequate policies and regulatory hurdles. So because not many regulatory requirements are understood well by the rural population. Environmental and climatic factors. So data accuracy issues and climate change. Data accuracy, because there is not adequate data which is captured in the rural areas. So even if you look at the FMCG companies, the sale that they have, they cannot very easily collect data of the exact geographical locations where the sale of their products are happening, or the exact nature of the sale. So while technology offers a vast array of benefits for rural supply chains, including efficiency improvement, cost reduction, and better market access, there are significant challenges, particularly in terms of infrastructure, digital literacy, and costs. So what are the key technologies in use? And here are some of the technologies which are currently in use. So mobile technology, we already know smartphones. Also USSD, services. So these are the services which are, code-based services which can be accessed from the mobile network, what we call as the unstructured supplementary service data. The next part is the Internet of Things. So we have smart sensors. We have seen this can be used for, the equipment where it can sense the functioning operation of the equipment and can predict the failure of the equipment based on certain parameters. Smart agricultural equipment. So there are certain agricultural equipment where also the condition monitoring can happen. We also talked about the GPS, for tracking of vehicles or materials, etc. Blockchain technology, supply chain transparency, and smart contracts. So blockchain major use, as I mentioned in the earlier chapters also, is for tracking and for establishing the organic sourcing of cotton, etc., where you can trace the organic cotton right from the harvest to yarn to manufacture of fabric right up to the garment stage. So this can be very easily tracked and documented. E-commerce platforms, so digital marketplace, online payment systems, etc. So these are the some of the technologies which I use. Precision agriculture, so drones, GPS, automated tractors, and variable rate technology. So variable rate technology includes your drip irrigation, and similar kind of systems are available for dosing of fertilizers or chemicals, insecticides, to the agri farms, where with minimal efforts and minimal wastage, very cost effective agriculture produce can be produced. Artificial intelligence and machine learning, so demand forecasting, crop disease detection, robotics. So here even the satellite imaging, etc., comes into play, where the crop disease or even the crop yield, etc., can be predicted using these technologies. Cloud computing and data analytics, so farm management software, big data analytics, and predictive analytics, these are available. They are in limited use, mainly by the big farmers, who are technically advanced, but these are yet to catch on. Cold chain technology, basically refrigerated transport, IoT-enabled cold storage. So in the IoT-enabled cold storage, there is a continuous monitoring of the temperatures, etc. This ensures that the materials are consistently maintained at the required temperature, and this can be remotely sensed. So it's not that at the end of the journey, you can access the data. You can access the data in real time. Financial technology, fintech, that is, mobile banking and payments. We have already seen how UPI has revolutionized the payment systems. Microfinancing for small businesses or even small farmers, crop insurance to protect the farmers in case of floods, droughts, in which case they are protected against the crop failures. logistics and route optimization, which is mainly through the transport management system, where you can have GPS tracking, fleet management, and also optimization of the routes. 3D printing, so this is on-demand manufacturing, where difficult to procure spare parts or products, which are required for immediate replacement, they can be created through 3D printing. Although this technology is currently not widely used, but it is already available and being used in certain pockets. Sustainability technologies, solar energy solutions, water management solutions, wind power, wind energy, etc. So these are being effectively used in the rural areas. So digital tools and platforms for supply chain management. The following are some of the digital tools and platforms which are used for supply chain management. So first one is the ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning Systems. So ERP systems integrate various business functions, including supply chain management, into a unified platform. So we all know ERP basically encompasses all the functions which are generally part of a business management system. So be it a small organization or be it a large corporate, a multi-location, the ERP system can handle it. It is very comprehensive in nature. Example of the ERP systems are the SAP and SAP HANA, which is the latest version of SAP which is available. Similarly, you have Oracle, NetSuite. Then you have the transportation management system. So these platforms are designed to help businesses optimize the movement of goods and basically not just optimize the movement of single vehicle, but entire fleet can be managed using this kind of system for holistic optimization and management of the logistics. Warehouse management system. So wherever you are having a warehouse with multiple products, this system helps you to track and optimize the operation in ensuring that you have first in, first out. You can track the placement of every material, which makes it very easy for picking off the material and shipping it, so that you don't have material which perish or become obsolete. And some of the examples are the WMS system from Lead or from companies like Infor. Supply chain visibility platforms. So these platforms provide real-time tracking and monitoring of goods as they move through the supply chain from supplier to the end customer. So they give you a holistic view of the entire chain, giving you the movement of goods, materials, and their status. So even if it is awaiting, production, it's work in process, it's manufactured, or it's planned for production. So it captures every aspect of the inventory which lies in the system, right up to the retailer. Procurement and supplier management platforms. So these tools help businesses manage their relationship with the suppliers, automate the procurement process, and ensure compliance. Examples are Ariba, SAP Ariba, and Jagger. So these systems seamlessly, allow your suppliers to access the demand and also the actual inventory that is held by you. So they can actually plan their production activities to meet your requirement in a timely manner, so that they are not saddled with high stocks, and at the same time you never stock out. It's a win-win for all the people. Similar thing, it extends the benefit even to the distributor and the retailers. Inventory management tools. Inventory management platforms help businesses optimize stock levels, improve demand forecasting, and streamline the reordering process. We have seen exactly how this happens in the earlier chapters. And some examples of softwares which do this are TradeGecko and Fishbowl Inventory. So they provide very effective tools for inventory management. Demand forecasting and planning tools. So these platforms use historical data, machine learning, and predictive analytics to forecast demand and plan supply chain activities accordingly. Some of the examples are Kinaxis, Rapid Response, and Blue Yonder. Blue Yonder is particularly, I mean, quite advanced in some of these features. Supply chain analytics platform. So these platforms use data analytics and machine learning algorithms to provide insight into supply chain performance. They identify inefficiencies and suggest improvement. So they are tracking your performance, the time it takes for the material to move across the various stages within your supply chain, and they can red flag the inefficiencies within the system. And examples are the LlamaSoft and Oracle Fusion SEM analytics, which provide this kind of services. Blockchain-based supply chain solutions. So blockchain technology offers transparency, traceability, and security. Security because you cannot overwrite or change the data once it is created in blockchain. So transparency, traceability, and security to the supply chain by recording every transaction on an immutable ledger. Immutable means something that can't be changed. So it creates an electronic ledger which can become a permanent record and cannot be changed. And some of the examples are IBM Food Trust, VeChain, cloud-based supply chain management platforms. So cloud-based supply chain platforms, they provide scalable and accessible solutions for managing supply chains, offering tools for planning, procurement, inventory management, logistics, and order fulfillment. So the beauty of these platforms is that you don't require any servers. You simply require access to the cloud-based system. They can be set up with a very short time, and they can be scaled. So you may start with a small operation, and as your operation grows, you can keep on growing with the cloud-based application or system. Collaboration and communication tool. So these tools help streamline communication across supply chain and supply chain partners, allowing for a better collaboration, faster decision making, and smoother operation. These are basically communication tools which even allow for chats, telecommunication, or even video communication. So some examples are Slack and Microsoft Teams. These are widely used in the industry as well. Robotic process automation. So robotic process automation, these tools automate repetitive and time-consuming tasks within the supply chain, such as order processing, invoicing, and data entry. And some of these processes can even read emails, PDF documents, etc., and convert it into sales order. And then as a next step, start processing the order based on the documents received. So digital tools and platforms for supply chain management. Digital tools and platforms are essential for the modern supply chain management. So all these tools that we have looked at, they offer certain very unique benefit to the supply chain industry, which gives a certain edge and certain benefit in terms of the operational efficiencies, etc. So by leveraging technologies like cloud computing, AI, machine learning, blockchain, and IoT, businesses can streamline operations, improve transparency, and gain valuable insight that leads to better decision making. Now, when we say gain valuable insight, because when we say AI can actually detect patterns in large chunks of data. So patterns which are not readily recognizable by a human being can be recognized by the AI systems. Large data analytics also, basically performs the same function. So they come out with the, insights which can help in better decision making. The integration of these tools into the supply chain ecosystem enables businesses to achieve greater efficiency, cost saving, and customer satisfaction, because cost saving is basically going to improve the profitability. Efficiency is going to add to customer satisfaction and also improve the speed of execution within the supply chain. E-commerce has played a pivotal role in accelerating the growth of rural businesses in India, offering them new opportunities to expand their reach, increase revenue, and improve operational efficiency. So as we have already said, the e-commerce platforms handles everything right from collecting the payments from the end user to taking care of the logistics, so that the rural business can focus on what they do best, which is making the product, which they are good at. They don't have to bother with the other activities. So the following are some of the ways e-commerce contributes to rural business growth. Access to larger markets. So we saw in the earlier chapters that one of the drawback of rural business is that they do not have access to the larger market. Normally, they only access the urban market which are closest to them. E-commerce removes this limitation. It improves the income and profit margin because it directly puts them in connect with the end consumer, which means it eliminates the need for a middleman who basically makes the profits at the cost of the rural business. So this is another advantage where you are removing the middleman. Enhanced business efficiency. So they are no longer concerned or saddled with the logistics responsibility of taking the product to the city or the nearest urban area. This is taken care of by the e-commerce logistics arm. Digital payment integration. So the payments are, promptly collected. The digital platform collects their commission and basically remits the amount due to the OEM or the supplier in a timely fashion. Marketing and brand building. So they can, even the rural suppliers can market their product and establish a brand, based on their USP, the unique selling proposition that they have to offer. Access to credit and financing. So even through e-commerce and otherwise, they are able to get credit, for their operations, which helps them grow faster, modernize their operations, and improve their efficiencies. Improved supply chain and logistics, naturally, because they are handling the supply chain and logistics as far as their raw material are concerned. But as far as finished goods are concerned, the e-commerce firm takes care of this. Skill development and capacity building, they can focus on developing their skills and improving their products or even improving their capacity based on the increasing demand. Better customer feedback and data analytics. So also they are having access to customer feedback based on the feedback they receive from the customers who have bought the product. Enabling rural entrepreneurship. So obviously this is giving rise to a lot of entrepreneurs in the rural areas, looking at the success of few of the people who have succeeded in this area. Innovation and diversification. So success in one area naturally leads to many more products being put up for the e-commerce sale. So also you see diversification happening in these areas. Promoting rural products to global audiences. rural products like pottery, like certain handicrafts, and certain items, etc. These are finding increasing uses. Even herbal products or food products which are made close to the source of the agri produce. So these are finding increasingly audience, or rather market, with the global markets. Improved sustainability practices, because with the improved awareness about the sustainability, etc., it's also an incentive for them to change the practices and adopt sustainable practices for their production and for their operations.